Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Y'all are listening to the Overseas Connection podcast.
Shut up and sit down.
Here we go.
Would you kindly? I think we're just getting started.
Medic!
I'm a witcher.
I think this is more than you can handle.
He sits on his ass all day.
Let's do this.
Hey, good evening. It's Robin Tate here. I am at Bongo the Sane. I am in Ballymena in Northern Ireland. And you are listening to the very latest and freshest episode of the Overseas Connection podcast. It's episode 467 on March the 24th, 2018. Sadly, there is no alcohol left in Ireland after last weekend. And they are rushing lorry loads in after St. Patrick's Day and us guys winning the rugby. Yes, indeed. Such a sad day for me. I have people battering at my door trying to get at my fick and whiskey, but they're not getting it because I'm going to have it tonight. Hello, if you're listening live and you're jumping into the chat, how you doing? And if you're not listening live, if you want to, you can tune in and I'm going to sneeze. Ah, and he sneezes. Excuse me very much. We'll take that out in the edit.
Potato!
I'm going 100% potato tonight. Yes, we broadcast weekly live. And from next week, it's back to the usual spot of a... Oh, or something. We broadcast live usually... Unless there's other announcements.
No, I think we are still normal time next week. It might be April. It might change.
Might be. Okay. Well, we usually broadcast at 11 o'clock in the UK, 3 p.m. in the West Coast, 6 p.m. on the East Coast, and other times around the world. If you're in whatever time you are listening to this live, look at your watch. And we do that on twitch.tv/OC podcast. We do it on Mixer and YouTube and pretty much everywhere. And we have a lovely live chat there you can join in with. This week, I have a ever-growing cast. We have, as you've already heard there, Mark Wright, Mark Annex, up in Yorkshire. Mark, you are controlling the show tonight.
Yes, good evening, Robin. Good evening, everyone. Yes.
Hey, buddy. Controlling it all, and we are waiting for a few. So Greg is traveling. I believe he is in between New York and Los Angeles somewhere. I think he was in Dallas.
Yeah, Dallas last time I read.
Yeah, so. He's in Dallas. He's on business. And we had hoped to have Phil on tonight. So a big shout out to Phil. Phil's wife just got out of hospital today, which is great news. And part of him wanted to play with his new TV and his Xbox One X. But
that was a surprise for next week.
Yeah, well, I'm sure. Yes, well, the surprise of his wife coming home is lovely as well. So that's kind of superseded him coming to the show tonight. Kim is out feeding, as she puts it, the critters, and she will be joining us very, very shortly.
Yeah, most people have a cat or a dog, but Kim's got a full farm full of animals, and she's feeding the horses. So at the moment...
Just the two of us.
And I can't set the cams up till Kim's on because it's too hard. So, yeah, Kim's going to be on soon. So never fear.
Can anyone. I have to play the soundbite because it is just so cowboy. Mark, do you have it there? Can you grab that last WhatsApp message from Kim and get decent sound in there? Because
you might get an echo of yourself. But right, okay. I've put the PC sound on. And which one, the first one or the second one?
The second one.
I should probably mention he's already been stuck once, so...
That one.
No, it's 12 seconds. Okay, this is great TV. It's 12 seconds long on the show notes, and it's... maybe there's the first one. Hold on.
On WhatsApp.
Oh, yes, the first one. I apologize. First one.
Hey, you guys, I'm running a little late. Dad decided now was a good time to put hay out for the horses. So as soon as I can get done here and get back in the house and get the laptop set up, I'll be great, good to go.
No. Put the hay out for the horses.
Bye.
Get off your horse and drink the milk.
Yeah, no, I just look, do you know what? If there was ever a cowboy, I mean, that's it. Kim is being cowboy tonight, and she's being longmore for us, and she's out feeding the critters, so she's on her way.
In fact, she may be joining us any second now.
Good stuff. Oh, there we go. There she's coming. This week we have some birthdays. We have the good old Henwood, Chris Henwood. He will have you having his birthday in 4 days. Happy birthday to you, Chris. And of course, the Canadian himself, the man who is a complete success with PUBG and a game with big rocks on ice. Fraser Moores is having his birthday on the 30th of March. So happy birthday to you both. And happy birthday. Happy, happy birthday. Happy birthday.
Hang on. That's a cue for me, isn't it? Hang on.
Okay, look, I sort of see Kim appearing up in here, but she's not quite here yet, but she will carry on as we go. My God, what a friggin' day, Mark. What a bloody day. Not even day, what a week.
You've had on your feet week, haven't you?
Yeah, well, look, my company done a trade show, and it was in Belfast, so it's pretty local. Usually I'm staying away in a hotel, but I was very involved in the setup, so all day Monday, we're in this bollocking cold exhibition hall on a really cold day, getting set up from early in the morning till late in the evening, and then trade show on Tuesday and Wednesday and Thursday, and my feet killed me. I was understaffed because of people not being able to get, and a few people who staff members' relations had passed away, God help them, rest in peace and all that. But yeah, I was mostly there myself. Well, we had several staff, but we were a very, very busy stand, and just absolutely exhausted. And I think Judith and I are just at each other's throats. We're just that frigging crabby. And then tonight, I had Kid Apocalypse. I had one of my kids. Oh, my goodness. He got told off. He'd been a naughty boy all day today, and he wanted to play more Xbox, and it was time for bed. And he decided that, he wanted to play. And he didn't want to go to bed, so he decided to have a tantrum. And it went on and on and on for at least an hour until I completely lost the rag, grabbed him up pretty much by the scruff of the neck and threw him in the back of my car and started the drive down our lane. We got about halfway down the lane. I was threatening that I was going to take him to talk to a policeman to tell him how badly behaved he was being. I know that I shouldn't have done that. But yeah, it certainly stopped
him. Scared of a police, Robin. You're not supposed to do that. They need to approach a policeman.
I know, but it was
you got to do what you got to do.
Desperate. Yeah, sometimes it was at that point. And yes, he's settled in bed now, and he's fine, and he'll work his way back to goodness tomorrow. Yeah,
the ketamine will wear off tomorrow morning.
God almighty. So yeah, look, it's been a tough week. I then sort of curled up, answered a few emails yesterday or on Friday. Yeah, it was yesterday. Yes, that was Friday. Answered a few emails and fielded a few telephone calls, and that was about it. And I played a few games yesterday afternoon, and that's been really the first I've had really to myself. It was lovely. I sort of lay low yesterday. It was good. It wasn't required. So here we are again. I mean, the time's going. That's the end of March already. That's almost ridiculous. Where's it going? Where is it going? I mean, like for Fraser Moores, I mean, that's his 52nd birthday. Where's it going for him? Chris Henwood?
We're officially now in spring, and it's Easter next weekend. And have you seen the weather forecast for next week?
I seen it on your phone. Is that really snow and minus?
Another snow apocalypse coming from the old Ruskies next week, apparently. Whether we get it
Nightmare. Oh my goodness, look, Big Rob. Hey, Big Rob in the chat.
Yeah.
And Sarah. Oh, look who's in. It's Sarah. Sarah's in the chat. Corzan's in the chat. Cycle's in the chat. Yeah. Friggin' awesome. Welcome to the chat, you live people. Kim, are you there yet?
Yay!
Hi!
Fingers crossed and all that noise.
Hey, there's straw in your hair.
Probably, I wouldn't doubt it. Straw and hay and everything else in between. Oh,
hey, Kim. I am really glad. Thanks for making the effort. I know you had to feed the critters, and your father, Longmore, decided to get you out and do a few things there around the homestead.
Yeah.
What did you have to feed?
The horses.
How many horses do you have?
At last count, there was 9.
Wow.
And we've got one on the way, so.
Do you use them for burgers or anything, or? Or did you ride them?
Yeah, we ride them. Yeah. Mostly, I just sit out there and watch them eat grass, because for me, that's enough.
There was a thing last year, or the other year, where some of the beef was mixed with horse meat. I thought that was out of you, yeah. Kim. That was all.
No. No horse eating around here, so.
Okay, sorry. Mm-hmm. You maybe answered the question, but... Mm-hmm. What do you do with the 9 horses? Do you breed them and then sell them?
Yeah, we breed them, and like I said, we ride. Some of them we can ride. Some are broke, but hell, I just enjoy sitting out there and watching them, run around.
How do you fix a horse?
Huh?
If you're broken, how do you fix them?
I mean, you get them so you can ride them, make all that break out here. Yeah.
So that means you have, like, guys that come and put on the wee shoes and stuff every now and again?
Yeah.
And that's so class and romantic and lovely, Kim. I think that's brilliant. That's lovely.
Yeah.
Well, see, we don't know. We us townies. Townies, that's what we are. Just townies.
You're a villager. I'm a townie. You're more in the sticks, so you're more of a villager.
Okay, look, Cybul in the chat is telling me off. He's saying that Alfred Hitchcock used to tell how his dad took him to the police when he was being naughty. And had a distrust of the police ever since. Yeah, I know. But have you heard, like, this? You remember Concord? Remember how loud that was? Remember how, well, this was louder. This just kept on going and going and going. Now, the intention was just to take him out for a drive, which works. But then, well, maybe go and see a policeman. Tell him about your behavior. See what he thinks.
See, yeah. I'm with you on this, though, because when we were kids, Dad would tell us the same thing, and I'm okay with police, so,
Yeah.
You've only killed 15 of them, haven't you, Kim? So it's not as if the effects are that much.
He's a nice lad. Anyway, Kim, what have you been up to this week? Have you been up to anything nice?
Just a little bit of everything. Yesterday, we went up to a bigger town and bought a recliner, which I then helped my sister pack in the house. And it was like a 75-pound recliner. I don't know what the hell I was thinking. So, just the usual stuff.
I can see the puzzled look on Robin's face.
Oh, yeah, sorry, yeah.
75 pounds will be the weight of it, Robin.
I was going, geez, that's a bloody cheap chair. But yes, okay, the weight, okay, yeah.
Yeah, the weight of the chair, yeah.
Does it have vibrating features?
No vibrating features.
Does it have a cup holder?
No, I don't think so. But the thing is huge. Oh, you could probably fit like 3 people in this chair.
Does
I mean,
it actually
it's
recline?
That big. Yes, it does recline.
Sorry,
that's why we call it recliners, but all right. Other than that, I guess it's been a fairly quiet week other than today and the mad dash to go ahead and, hay all the animals real quick right before the podcast. But, you do what you got to do.
Yeah, I was in there on the chickens today. Do you know what? You're talking about getting scarred for life. I was in with the chickens today, and I was trying to make a wee cover area for them to keep them a bit drier and changing their sawdust and all that malarkey. And bringing a new hose pipe round to help make it easier to water them, stuff like that. And I was doing it. I was starting to think about, what was going on. And you put that post up about kids being chased by roosters. And I was like, I was like 50 clips of kids with roosters being chased. And I'm going, oh my God, those kids, they're going to get killed. And people are laughing at this. Do you know what? That scarred me. That brought back flashbacks of that rooster going for me.
Never forget that weekend you were attacked by that giant cock.
Yeah. Cock. Oh, goodness.
Some people
me.
Are just so lucky. I'm just saying.
Oh, and now Kim's here. I have to play this now because we can't do just for two of us anymore. Just to correct things.
Okay. Oh, my goodness. Right. Okay. Mark, your life has been okay? You're going back to work and stuff like that? Or what's the crack?
Yeah, back to work now after a few weeks off with all what's happened with Jenny and that. So this week has been like warp speed. Being back at work, it's just gone like lightning. It's gone really quick. Not much gaming. A little bit of gaming, but not much. But yeah. Back into the normal rhythm of things, which is good.
The rhythm of the night. I'm not doing it. I'm not doing it. I'm really not. Okay, well, look, the Overseas Connection is a podcast about life and games and friends and fun. And we chat about all this stuff. And sometimes we kind of go off base a little bit, but we generally, it is started with video games, and that's our passion and our love. But over the years, it's been the community and friendship. And that's what I think what keeps us all together. So I think we'll talk about some games and go into game time, Mark.
It's game time.
Day I feel like playing computer games.
It's game time.
Okay, well, Mark. Wow. Get in there with your podcast.
You like that? You like that? Game time.
Game time. Hammer time. No, that's not your
natural.
No,
you can't touch us.
No. Anyway, look, yes. So game time's adjusted over the last week or so. We're talking about games with benefits. So what we kind of thought we'd do is try and play some games that we get free every month. And just hopefully that we can play them all together in the crew, and you guys in the community can play them as well. So this month, the free games that we chose were on the Xbox One, Super Hot, and on the PS4, Ratchet and Clank. I have been playing Super Hot, and I played a bit more of it this week in short batches. God, that's such a good game. But I wasn't playing the main storyline this time. I was playing the sort of the... what's it like? Like a horde mode. So you try to survive for as long as you can, possibly can, and it is just awesome. It gets so intense. I just absolutely love this game, and super hot. I rattled through it really quickly, and the first time I played it on the Xbox One, I've been playing on the PC this time, and it's just awesome. So if you've been playing Super Hot, let us know what you're thinking about it. Have any of you guys played any of the games with benefits over the past week?
Yes, I have, believe it or not.
Oh, good girl. What did you play?
Ratchet and Clank.
Oh, so good.
Mm. So. And have you played, of course you haven't, because you've
no.
used PS4.
Yeah, no, I've never played them before, and I'm liking it, so, you know.
So did you collect lots of nuts?
So far, yes. Lots and lots of nuts. So...
What
How far have you got? How many levels have you done?
Not very far. I just got done. I can't remember what the name of it is, but you've got the ship, and you have to knock the big enemy ship out of the air.
Yeah,
it's like three. I think I'm like three planets in, maybe.
Wow. Okay. Oh, that's quite.
Because I just got done meeting the plumber.
Altogether, so.
Yeah, I just got done meeting the plumber to fix my ship, which sounds really odd, but that's what happened. So.
What weapons have you got so far, and have you unlocked?
I got the thing that shoots the grenades. Yeah. I have, of course, the wrench, and then I got something else the other day, but I can't tell you what it was called.
I like the pixelator's good, where it turns them into like 2D pixels, and then if you hit them again, there's like break up. So yeah. So
was there a disco?
Yeah, the
one as well. Disco dancing gun or something as well.
The Groovinator.
It's brilliant, Kim. Now I find, well, you'll get there, but I find it actually quite challenging at the end of it. The last couple of levels were pretty tough.
Yeah.
But it is beautiful, and all of those. Okay, let's get into it. The particle effects on the PS4 and Ratchet and Clank are absolutely spectacular. It really is. It's gorgeously animated. Now, it does link in with the cutscenes from the movie.
Mm-hmm.
And I watched the movie, and the game is better than the movie.
It's basically a movie, isn't it, really?
Yeah, pretty much. And I mean, I think the animation in the game looks better than the movie, so
it is really nice.
We actually use proper cutscenes from the movie, don't we?
Because
you can't stream or record them.
That's right. I was going to say that. Yeah, because when you were streaming, it came up with a wee message or something on your stream, didn't it?
Yeah, it said that it stopped. You couldn't stream or something like that, or record it because of you're in an unknown area or some shit like that. So yeah, I wondered what that was about, but that makes sense if it's from the movie. Then yeah.
Yeah, that's what it is. They're terrified if somebody might see this spectacular classic Oscar-winning piece crap somewhere else. It might damage their takings. I really enjoyed my time with Ratchet and Clank. It's a great, great game. And for free, it's even better.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, so No, I can't remember. Is there a co-op? Can you? You can co-op as a little robot guy, can you? Is that?
You can switch characters, but I don't know about co-op with another player. I'm not sure, to be honest.
No, it's one of those ones like The Incredibles and some of those movies where it is aimed at kids, but there's the little jokes and double entendres for the adults as well. So, some classic games in the freebies. Mark, did you get any benefits with your games?
Just a bit more Super Hot last weekend, but not much. I've already completed Ratchet and Clank, so I probably won't go back to that. Super Hot, it's so good. I think I'm about three quarters of the way through now, but I need to finish out before the end of our monthly section. But yeah, it's really good.
It's good and it's good and it's twisted and it really beats right into Ready Player One, which is next weekend. Because it really has that sort of a game within a game of something else mysterious is going on. That's well worth playing. If you haven't played Super Hot, forget, everything else. Drop everything and play Super Hot. You will love it.
There's no excuse because it's on Xbox free. It's available on PS4. It's on Steam, PCs and everything. So, yeah, it's really good. It's worth a play.
Kim, I'm putting you straight to work just to actually while we're at this section. What are the monthly freebies? Most people should know it by now, but would you rattle through them? And while you're doing that, Mark, you wouldn't quickly try and skip up the Amazon Twitchy ones, or I'll have a look and see if I can find that.
I
can try and pull that up. Okay, so the ones for Xbox, Kim?
They are. We have Trials of the Blood Dragon, which is out March 1st through the 31st, so you can still pick that one up. Super Hot, March 16th through April 15th. On the 360, we have Quantum Conundrum. If you wanted Brave, you missed out. It's gone. But we have Quantum Conundrum. It's out March 16th through the 31st. On PlayStation 4, we have Bloodborne and Ratchet & Clank. On the PS3, we have Legend of K and Mighty No. 9, which is also cross-buy for the PS4. And on the Vita, we have Claire Extended Cut, which is cross-buy for the PS4, and Bombing Busters, which is also a cross-buy for the PS4.
Excellent.
So,
Mark, can you see the freebies? We're actually going to bring in this thing now, because if you have the Twitch app, and most of us use Twitch, and quite a lot of you are on Twitch right now, but if you're a member of Amazon Prime, just like Xbox and PlayStation, they're now giving away 3 or 4 games every month as well, and I think it's now well worth our while actually to give them a mention.
They've got an in-game loot package for Fortnite, so if you're a Fortnite player, you can get some loot there. Looks like you get a new parachute thing and everything.
If you've never heard of it,
if you like the cartoon dumbed down version of PUBG for life. Final Fantasy 15 Windows Edition, there's a kooky bundle, so that's an in-game piece of shit there. The free games you get from 15th to 31st of March are Shadow Tactics, Tomb of Annihilation, which is Tales from the Candlekeep series. Never heard of that one. Mr. Shifty, and Super Hot. So there's no excuse.
Super Hot.
Super Hot. Super.
Okay, so Super Hot is everywhere.
Oh, and Oxenfree.
Another fantastic game. Another really good.
That one's expired. That was April. March to April. Oh, no, it's still going, isn't it? Devil May Cry HD. That's available as well.
Ooh.
From March 6th to April the 6th.
So lots we've
of
got
free
that
goodness. Lots of free goodness.
PC love going on there. Imagine that. Imagine us talking about PC free games.
I think it'll just froze over.
Yeah, it's like us. It's like us permanently taking the games man's position on for podcasting, isn't it?
I don't know if it's still available, but Humble Bundle will give away Formula One 2015 free.
That's right. It was just for a day or two, wasn't it?
Yeah. Nah, it's finished. I've just looked. Yeah, that's a shame. But yeah.
Well, that's just, I suppose, to coincide with the start of the new Formula One season.
Yep.
And tomorrow. Yeah. Yeah, I watched the qualifying today. Sorry to digress.
I missed a quali, but I've heard it was very exciting.
It was, and it looked like the Ferraris and Red Bulls were going to bring it right to the Mercedes guys, because it was like a tenth or a hundredth of a second, and then Hamilton goes out and does the fast one fast lap at the end, and just like hammer time. It really was hammer time, and he finishes like 6 tenths ahead. So it's like, back to normal.
Did he go past the finish line saying,
"Don't fuck with me"?
Pretty much. I have it. Diamond earrings, yeah, and a groovy haircut. My God, what is going on with Kimi Räikkönen's haircut? It looks like he got a bowl and put the razor around it. It's unbelievable. Check that out. So other stuff that we played then, our own stuff. Kim, I was on the Ratchet and Clanks.
Mm-hmm.
But Mark and I want to talk about Sea of Thieves a bit.
Oh, yeah, hang on. I need to do this special intro for it first, Robin. It was a bit longer, wasn't it? Let's do this one.
What will we do with the drunken sailor? What will we do with the drunken sailor? What will we do with the drunken sailor? Early in the morning.
Becking whiskey.
Way, hey, and up she rises. Way, hey, and up she rises. Way, hey, and up she rises. Early in the morning.
Let me just get my pirating wig on. Okay, so Sea of Thieves is out. It has been getting mixed reviews on various sites, but I honestly just don't think they get it. Because the joy of Sea of Thieves is what we've been doing this week. Mark and I have played. I have farted about myself. And yesterday and last night, we had a fantastic session in our small little boat until my internet gave out. We had great crack with it. It was good fun.
We're chasing chickens and pigs. And
already the naming has started. There are, on the map, there are various islands out there. And one has already been named. I think it's Penis Island.
Penis Island, yeah.
Yes, we've got Penis Island. We've got the Boomerang and all different bits and pieces going on there. So, we were out there. And Sea of Thieves... I played the beta quite a few months ago with Max Faded and Nicole and Mark. And I haven't touched it since then because I didn't want to play it too much to spoil the game for me.
Mm-hmm.
So they've added more and more stuff to it. So it sort of breaks down into you have to go and find treasure. You have to go and collect things and like animals or try and find valuables and bring them back and sell them. You can go out and shoot the skeletons, the nasty little skeletons. And what else was there? There's another one you can do, bounties or I can't remember.
Yeah, you can collect the wildlife and do the dig the treasure up and get the skeleton bounties with the skulls.
And There's just so much to it. We were even realizing last night we'd captured a piggy. and the piggy started to moan and whine.
We wondered why it was crying so much, didn't we?
What was crying? And this was our second piggy, by the way.
Yeah, the first one didn't make it.
No, it didn't make it. So we ended up feeding the piggy banana because the only food that there's in this world is bananas. And the piggy got happy. And at that point, we realized that the first piggy had died through starvation.
Whoops.
do you know what? This is not a game for people who do not like or are really into games that are make up your own story as you kind of go along.
Yeah. If you like guided, sort of like, what's the word? Linear.
Yeah.
If you like linear games, you might not like this. This is make your own adventure type games. It's just an open world, and that is it. You are thrown in it, and then you have to make your own adventures, which is easy to do as well.
Yeah.
We haven't even attempted. Yeah, there's some forts, skeleton forts we haven't even attempted yet. And then when they're occupied, you get a big floating cloud of shape of a skull, and the eyes glow green at night, and that it looks spooky. And
community,
cool.
Yeah, that's like a community event. Stuff
yeah,
out there.
Like a horde type thing.
No, it just looks wonderful. I mean, we've already heard that the sea looks wonderful. And it does. It looks absolutely fabulous.
It is the best water effects ever.
And you could say that the things that are lacking with it, I would love to have seen it more like an RPG or a progression of your character. The only thing at the moment that I see that you can really do is change your clothes. I'm wearing a nice beard and I have a beautiful dress.
yeah, you've got to change that dress, Robin, because one day I'm going to pin you down and have my little day with you.
Well,
you said that last night. You're getting really
a bit more crude. I'm going to get up behind you and fuck you or something.
It's cosmetic stuff you can change, so you can buy new clothes and beards and eye patches. By the way, if you have it, go and get your eye patch now because it's only available
Tuesday,
for the first week.
You need one gold. Go to any of the clothing vendors and buy your what's called it
day one patch,
which is close.
Awesome.
Yeah,
just day one eye patch. Now you could also say that you know. So yes, stuff is cosmetic. You can see that you can buy guns and things for your ship and stuff like that. There, Kim, but they are very expensive. So, you start off earning 200 gold for bringing a pig back or a chicken or a map or a trinket or something like that there. And some of these things are 50 and 60 and 70,000. So there must be other ways to make big money later on. But I would love to see, because there are weapons for sale, and I don't know whether the weapons are cosmetic only. You know, a big blunderbuss, is it more powerful than a basic weapon? Or, you know, there's room, I think, developing that area. So, yeah, it kind of makes me feel a bit, parts of it it felt a bit like Assassin's Creed Black Flag in parts, some of the running around the island bit. But when we were digging up the treasure, and, you know, there isn't a lot of hand-holding. You get this map, and because of this oldie worldy timey, you look at the map, Minecrafty style, so you hold it up to your face, but you don't know where you are. There is no X to show you where you are. So you have to, if you're on an island looking for treasure, first of all, you have to work out where you are on the island and then get to that sort of place and dig a bit. And the app comes and you carry your treasure chest on. And then when you have at one point we had a piggy, which did survive. I think we had three chests and a trinket. Yeah. And that's then it's like, okay, well, what do we do? Do we carry on and get something more and risk the chance of getting hijacked? Or do we go to an outpost and trade this stuff in? And that's sort of the dilemma of the game. How greedy can you get?
Because even the outposts aren't safe. You can be right up to the vendor with your chest and you can get attacked at the vendor and get robbed there and then. So, yeah, nowhere is safe from other people pirating you. There's sunken treasure as well, isn't there? There's shipwrecks. So if you see a load of birds circling above the sea, if you get your boat to that area and dive in the water, you'll see a wreck under the water. You can take whatever loot's on there. But you have to be careful because there's sharks. As we found out yesterday, we both got eaten, didn't we, a couple of times?
Yes, we did. Yeah. So, look, great fun. Look, Bobbins is in the chat. Hello, Bobbins. He said he thought pirates were violent and murderous. It's a bit cartoony for that. Yes, there isn't an awful lot of rape. Quite a lot of pillage. So it's a bit light on the rape thing. Yeah.
If you like the hardcore pirate stuff, Black Sails is coming soon. I'm sure we'll see something at E3 about that.
I can't imagine there ever being a rape DLC or anything. I'm sorry. No. I'm moving on. Sorry, I apologize.
Hang on. A pirate wants to ask you something, Robin.
Oh. Doctor, I'm afraid I can't sit down. I've got this terrible pain in me arse part.
Oh no. So look, if you remember, if you're in the UK, this is not really Black Seals, the dark one. This is more Captain Pugwash, especially when you're on our ship, the HMS Failboat. So look, see if these it is a very much a community game, and I hope that to be playing lots and lots of this over the time. And we need a crew, more and more crew.
Yeah.
So, please jump in. It's great fun. And I think Martin was in watching our stream last night and giving us some stick about the things we were getting up to. We had good fun.
Big Rob's just put in the chat, he's loving Sea of Thieves. It's a bit thin on content, but it's hopeful. Yep, so are we. I'm sure it's going to be like GT Online, where the developer Rare will keep throwing new things into it and supporting it, because they've spent so long on developing this game. I don't think we're just going to walk away. So, yeah, high hopes.
And Big Rob, if you do see us on plan, please come in and jump our scurvy crew.
Whether you're on PC or Xbox, it's cross-play. So
it doesn't matter, yeah.
We've played with PC players before. That's how we met Max Faded, who's a great streamer from the west coast of the USA, and he's a lovely chap.
So. All right, brother. The other thing that we did together last week was fun.
Good day to you, shipmate.
We played GTA Online. We did the stunt races and the transform races, and we had a lot of fun with them. I made a bit of a mistake.
Apart from, let's do another race.
Yeah,
okay.
sorry about that.
It's eight laps.
I didn't know it
was 8 minutes long.
The host has set it to 8 laps, and it took us 41 minutes.
But it was awesome, because you raced. And
a dirty round.
It was neck and neck the whole way. And I loved it. I'd never done it before. This was a Transformers race. So you whizzed around as a car, then you turned into a plane, then you turned into a boat, then you turned into a motorbike. And that was class. It was really cool. Transformers, Marconix in disguise.
Yeah, so I kept taking first, and then I kept getting put back into second. And right on the last lap, he was a dirty bugger. We were in the planes, and you have to fly through some loops or you miss your checkpoint. And he squeezed me out of one of the loops, and I crashed, so I came second. But yeah, still got a lot of XP and money for it, GTA dollars. But yeah, a lot of good fun. It's so good, is that game online.
Yeah, that was good fun. We had good fun. That was a good crack that night. Really good. Okay, the other thing that I've been up to this week is PUBG! But I played PUBG in a very different way. I played PUBG on my phone. I did it on my iOS, on my Apple phone.
Next you're going to tell me it runs smoother than the Xbox version. What is this magic witchcraft?
I would say it probably works as well as a vanilla Xbox. Yeah, honestly, I really do. I have been absolutely blown away at how full this is. Now, I heard a rumor that it was there, and I heard it was out in Australia or Japan or somewhere, and I just had a wee look in the store the other day and grabbed it.
Yeah, it's been ported by a mobile developer called Tencent Games, who are pretty decent at the mobile genre. So, yeah, it's got some good pedigree behind it.
Surprisingly, it actually, the control layout is cool. It's on a screen, of course. It's not perfect, but it is very usable. In fact, in some ways, the touch screen is very, very quick to get into your inventory, and you swipe stuff around and change stuff over. And they've handled that very well. It plays on my phone. I have a 7S, quite a big screen on my phone, and it plays fine. I played a couple of games on it and got into the top 10. So here's what I think is going on, because I'm not that good. Because today I was playing just before tea, and I got 5 kills. And that's never happened before. And I can understand maybe it's the jerky control and stuff I got there, and it was really good. But I have a kind of feeling that there might be some bots in here as well. I don't know if I'm right about that or not. Yeah. I haven't really...
A lot of the gaming websites are claiming that until you hit a certain level, because this has got level progression in this one, until you hit, I think it was level 10, you're playing against a lot of bots. I don't know if it's to help level you up to start you off, or to incentive to buy in-game purchases, or just to get your confidence and get used to the controls. But yeah, there are bots in it, apparently.
Because they mean it's just the way they move. They're a bit stupid.
Yeah,
you know,
a bit like how we play.
The people think I'm a bot. You start off pretty much naked. The game is free to download, so there is microtransactions, of course, if you want to buy more clothes and cases or loot boxes and stuff like that there. But you do, when I logged back in today again, I got like a day two, I got a free top. So my girl now has at least a top on. And yeah, I got other some free bits and pieces. But it's good. Now, here's the problem I have with it. My phone is a toilet device or a quick check of Twitter and WhatsApp and stuff like that there. And the length of time it takes to play this on your phone is pretty much the same length of time as it takes to play a normal match. So if you're getting into the top 10, that's 15 or 20 minutes usually. And you can't pause it, of course, because it's live. And so maybe on a trip or if you're on a train journey and you've got a long journey, but it's not the sort of thing you can just pick up for 2 minutes and go again. Clash of Clans, where you go in quickly and away you go. There is a sort of a, I must have at least 15 minutes free here. So, again, that's a very minor point. That's just my life. Maybe somebody that's traveling a lot on a train or a plane. I mean, if Greg has this now, I'm sure, well, then again, unless he tunes into the plane's Wi-Fi, it probably wouldn't work. But if you're on a, if you can do that, that's the ideal place to play it on a long journey. So, yeah, it was good. It's good. It's well worth checking out. Yeah. If you have an iPhone, I think it's now on Android as well.
Yeah.
Go grab that.
I've seen a lot of adverts now on Amazon and Facebook and that for the Bluetooth controllers, what hold your phone. They're saying that you can use them on this, so they'll be big sellers, I think. And would this work on an iPad as well? An iPad would be better, wouldn't it, for this game?
It would be. Bigger screen.
Yeah,
the bigger screen. That'd be good. But... yeah, I suppose so. Again, it's the journey thing. You imagine if you're on a train, the iPad and a Wii controller, you'd be as happy as Larry. That'd be kind of cool. All right. I've also went back yesterday and I played some more bits of Assassin's Creed Syndicate. I know I'm ongoing with this, but I found a new bit in it, which I really, really loved. Oh, so I was up quite early. It was the World War One.
Yeah.
So I was up very early this morning and I just came downstairs and threw the Xbox on before the kids got up for a couple of, well, I don't know, it was about 6 o'clock I came down this morning. I came across, seen this little icon on the screen and I didn't recognize it from any times before. So I went over and to it and it was, oh, the World War One thing. And so you have a young Winston Churchill come up and give you some missions to do, and if you want to be spoilers about it, it's quite a while ago now. It's an old game, but this World War One bit. I think the actual story of the game is set just before World War One, so it sort of jumps you forward a little bit, and you have to shoot these biplanes and zeppelins over London, and then go and take down radio towers, and there's spies all around London. It's really cool. It's very, very atmospheric, and it's a nice little surprise to find within the game. It's a sort of a change of theme. So, it's Assassin's Creed Syndicate. It's a game that keeps on giving.
I've still got the Jack the Ripper DLC to play on my version. I've got it on PS4. So I'm quite interested to play that. I'll probably go back to that.
Yeah, there's a ton of DLC for that too. It's a good game. Do you know what? Assassin's Creed is jank. It is jank. You know, the climbing up and climbing down and the way the camera whizzes around, you get used to it, and we've got used to Assassin's Creed, but all of them are jank. But it's acceptable jank, but it just the world is so rich and class that I think we just get on with.
Yeah.
So, Assassin's Creed, if you hadn't played Assassin's Creed in a long time, and it's cheap as chips, I'm sure, to pick up. So go grab that. Go grab it. Some of the guys in the chat are saying that, PUBG on the phone is draining the battery. I would well believe it.
Yeah, Kevin Fay put in our WhatsApp group that he had a full battery and he had a full game, got his chicken dinner, and noticed he had 35% battery left in one game.
Mm-hmm. but he got a chicken dinner?
Yeah. He always gets chicken dinners, does Kev?
Yeah. Some people are talented. Some people are very talented. Okay. Excuse me. Goodness. I need more whiskey. Hold on.
Fucking whiskey.
Okay, look, I have a really good list. And this sort of plays into EGX. So EGX 2018 tickets are now on sale, and that is around the, I think it's the
20th to 23rd
of September, and that's in the NEC in Birmingham. It is the place to be. If you can manage to get to this, it is the biggest community event of the year, I would say, and go grab your tickets. I sorted all my tickets today and my flights and my hotel and all the bits and pieces all sorted. The Saturday early entry tickets on the site, they're saying that already they are in short supply. So if you're thinking about going, don't leave getting your tickets to the last minute. You will be disappointed because this gets busier every year.
Yep.
So I've done that today, and I was sort of having a wee think about some of my memories from EGX over the years from London and right through to Birmingham, and some of the highlights for me. And this is my sort of list this week. So forgive me, because Mark, you weren't there for some of these, quite a few of this stuff, but it doesn't matter anyway, you'll have heard of some of it. So one of the Midlife Gamer parties, one of the first ones I have, it was in a little bar in London, and we were in this little room upstairs, and we were packed to the hilt. But one of the auction prizes was from, it was a 3 foot long pink dildo. You can tell me what game that was from.
Purple dildo. It was Saints Row 3.
Yes. So this was 3 foot long.
I'm into dildos, but I just like the game. All right. Okay.
God, I would love one of those dildos. I really would. I think they're probably cost an absolute fortune. And I believe that it got broken half on the tube that night. I think there was a bit too much going on. But that was absolutely fantastic, as something that you don't see every day. So this is the sort of stuff that you see at EGX. I remember after one of these nights, walking down the road with Chris MJW, I had won a Sega, or got my hands on a Sega Mega Drive. And I was carrying it in a box, and half cut, I had using it as a table for my kebab, walking with a kebab on top of a Sega Mega Drive through the streets of London. So that's something you don't see every day without Chris MJW. I remember with Sue Lindsay one time, and there was Chris, and there was Chinny and Mike, and we were getting the tube in London, and we came across this Spanish girl weeping in one of the tube stations. And of course, I have my bag with my wipes in it, and we console the Spanish girl. The hugs are going round, and
no inappropriate touching.
Yeah, well, there was some, right. And that her boyfriend had left her, and she was all alone. And Sue and I were all over, and I could just see Mike Chen's face was in shock. She'll fucking stab you. You're gonna get stabbed. Yeah, this is just what we do. Last year, one of the highlights was at the Midlife Gamer after party, and the song Rocks Anne came on, and about 30 guys got onto the dance floor, and they were doing press ups every time they sang Rocks Anne. You had to do a press up. Now, if you think about that song, how many times that was, this was testosterone. This was the Blue Oyster, an unbelievable. So yeah, it was class. You would have loved it, Kim. It was brilliant. Other things that we did, G.H. Rocker, the poor little man, when he was a young nipper, and he's not that too, he's only at college now, but when he was a young nipper, he must have been 15 or 16. I remember we there was about six or eight of us. We got round G.H. Rocker and smuggled him into the...
You tried to do an Assassin's Creed, didn't we, and put him in a crowd. So he was camouflage.
The noise, it was like whoosh. Yeah, we smuggled him into the over 18 section of the EGX Assassin's Creed Stiley. That was brilliant. Last year, of course, in Mission Burrito in Birmingham, and sitting around that table playing Mario Kart and all these Switches, we were the Nintendo advert, but again, a great, great memory. Another time having Adamski and Matt in drag, in full drag, acting as hostesses or our compares in one of the competitions we had at the after party. Other things as well that we did, and great experiences for me, meeting Shuhei Yoshida from Sony, meeting David Brabham, Nolan North, the great voiceover guy, and David Cage. These are the sort of things and people that we bump into and get to meet. Of course, Chris MJW and his wife, Camilla, always, it's a part of EGX every year, the gaming biscuit is a thing. So his wife makes these fantastic biscuits. He brings a little Tupperware box and hands them all out. It's absolutely fabulous. And of course, being a small part of raising thousands and thousands of pounds with the Midlife Gamer crew for and veteran gamers and the VG Hub for Games Aid. And over the years, there's been tens of thousands of pounds have been raised. And again, that's part of that weekend as well. So that's my list, my EGX list. So if you want to be part of those wacky memories and help to create some more, get some tickets for this year come along. The Friday night, we will be having a beer and burritos. It'll probably be back at Mission Burrito just off Broad Street. And we'll be having burritos, we'll have beer. I'm quite sure there'll be some Switch action going on and a few other bits and pieces. It was good fun last year. And, of course, the Saturday night will be the Midlife Gamer Party after. And, of course, there is the actual show itself with all the games. Then on Sunday, we're at the show and it's all getting a bit tired.
I love going to this, but for me... I hate queuing up for hours just to play a short section of a game. So a lot of the times I don't bother with that, but I like the social aspect of it. I like to look at the games, I watch people play them, but it's just being there and meeting you guys and just being part of that scenario. It's so good.
It's brilliant. The stuff that we get up to is absolutely ridiculous. I mean, I'm just touching on some of the wacky stuff that I can say out loud without being arrested. It's cool. So that's my list for this week. So let's get into some news. News.
Here is the fucking news.
So the fucking news this week starts up with Star Wars. It does, Kim. Star Wars. You've heard of Star Wars. Again.
EA are always in the news. What have they done now, Robin? What have they done?
Well, seemingly... rumors and a job listing points to an open world game in the works.
Oh boy.
So allegedly EA is at work on a new open world Star Wars game if a newly discovered job opening is any indication. The publisher has shared little information about what to expect for the rebooted Visceral game. Following the studio's closure, we may now have a clue as to what form it will take. Now, that Visceral, that's where Amy Hemming was, and she was supposed to be writing the story.
They were
going to
do that Star Wars 1313 one when that got canned, but yeah, this must be a replacement for it. So, I know it's only a rumour at the moment, but I'm quite a little giddy about this. It's going
to
be...
Yeah, I mean, the job advert doesn't really give... you don't have to really guess too hard about it. The advert says, lead a team to deliver online features for a Star Wars open world project. So, okay. Great. Knights of the Old Republic again? I don't know. Something big like that? That would be... The Star Wars universe is so vast. It doesn't even have to be known characters. As long as it's sort of in canon, it could be really good. So, great stuff.
These games are better when it is an unknown character, what you're sort of like moulding, and you come across some of the sort of like main dudes. But I like the... like with Force Unleashed, when you played Starkiller. I quite liked that first one.
Yeah. Yeah. What do you call the big fish head guy? The Admiral? Or the Colonel?
Akbar. It's a trap.
Akbar.
Admiral Akbar.
It's a trap.
Yeah, I would love to see a big Admiral Akbar thing. Yeah. That would be really, really good. And a little mini baby Akbars. And probably one of them would be called Allah. anyway, so that's interesting. Moving on again. God, keep me moving on. God knows what I'll say. Okay.
Don't talk, bollocks.
You know what yous are saying. Okay, so now if you want to become Colonel Sanders, you can. If you want to be the man with the KFC, now that he's got his supply back again, you can with your favorite PUBG promotion. Winner, winner, chicken dinner. It really is KFC. So there are some Twitch streamers partnering up with KFC from today, the 24th, and tomorrow, the 25th, and they are giving KFC vouchers out for the winners. And if they win and they shout out, winner, winner, chicken dinner, they're given £5 gift cards for the fast food chain. Oh, it's just only in America.
Oh, boy.
Oh, dear. There you go. KFC. Yeah, well, do you know what? It's not crazy. You can see it linking up, chicken dinner and all. Yeah, so that's happening. I'm interested with this, but I'm a bit pissed off with it too. There is a rumor, and it's probably not that hard much of a rumor, that Modern Warfare 2 is being remastered and it's coming out soon. But, and here's the big but, and this is the annoying thing for me, is that there won't be any multiplayer in it. Modern Warfare 2 is when I sort of stepped onto the 360. I did play the first one, of course, but after the fact, and I, at the beginning, I played nothing but Modern Warfare 2. Loved it. Loved the multiplayer. Yes, of course, it had the No Russians scene in it through the airport. I loved it, but I would like it back with multiplayer.
So the Modern Warfare remaster, what came with the Infinite Warfare thing, and you can get it separate now, which they said you wouldn't be able to give up. It's EA, so... Activision, so they're as bad as EA. Has that got multiplayer?
I don't know, because I paid it no attention whatsoever. Yeah, I'm really sorry. I don't know.
I wonder why this hasn't got multiplayer. I'm sure the remaster does.
Yeah, I mean, they're saying here this sort of rumor, you know, it's a blah, blah, blah. It's going to be remastered.
It's a strange one, isn't it? Why are they not putting multiplayer in?
Yeah, they're saying, like, the bigger part of this rumor. Yeah, the big. No, it won't be cheap. It's freaking 30 quid. Of course it will be. Of course it will. Sorry, Corzan says, yes, there was multiplayer in it. So,
yeah,
because I loved some of the levels. Like, is it the quarry one? I really loved it, and in the airport one. God, I was shit hot at those. Probably crap now. I did go back a couple of years ago. Even that was old with it, and fired it up, and the multiplayer was just full of no scopers with sniper rifles, and it just wasn't fun. But I loved that Claymore. I loved the kill streaks. I just thought it had everything. I thought it was just fabulous. And then Chinny called me out for only playing one game. And then, yeah, the rest happened. So there you go. Modern Warfare 2 is coming. Of course it's coming, but let's hope it has multiplayer. That's actually the first one that I would be interested in buying that. Oh. All right, well, we'd heard something about Atari a while back and making a jumping on this, like the mini Nintendo things and bringing a console. And it sort of went quiet, and there was a Indiegogo thing that was a plan for it, and the people were crowdsourcing funds. So it looks like it all went quiet, but it's now I'm back on the scene. The actual console itself looks really cool. I don't know if you can grab that, Mark, or not. It kind of, you can see where its roots are from in the old Atari 2600. It's coming with an original style controller and something that looks like an Xbox controller as well.
Yeah, or on screen. Yeah.
Yeah,
it looks quite sexy, doesn't it?
It does. I'm not quite sure what – I don't really understand what it's going to be, because I think you will be able to play on your HDMI TVs the old games, your old backlog. And they say here that we wanted to create a killer TV product where people can game, stream, and browse with as much freedom as possible, including accessing pre-owned games from other content providers. So – I mean, is that like a Steam? It sounds like it's going to use...
Like the Ouya with the Google Play Store thing, Android type.
God, remember the Ouya? Flippin' heck, whatever happened to that?
Died to death.
I had one. It was good. I got rid of it. but I had one. There's more stuff in the Game Developers Conference. I didn't see anything big announced about it, but it is a sleek little thing. Look, going on to, they've changed the name to it. It was the Atari Box, and it's now called the Atari VCS. I actually preferred Atari Box. They're saying, look, you know what? It was absolutely important to get everything completely right, and that's why we paused over the launch date last year. So, interesting. Yeah, it's a beautiful looking little thing, and whether it's anything special or not,
it looks nice. I've got a lot of nostalgia for Atari because I'm old enough. I'm old enough to remember the original Atari when
you know that
my dad first got one when I was about 9, I think. But I wouldn't get one of these. I've got too much to play anyway. And it'd be nice to have one, but it'd be ideal for you as a collector, Robin. But not for me. It's not for me.
I have one here. I have the original.
I've still got the original 2600 with a wood effect.
Jesus.
In the light.
Mark, I would love to get into your Eurusbius. I would love, because
I've got a Mega Drive and a Mega CD. I had a look the other day for Yorick, and I don't think I've got it anymore.
Look at this.
I used to have one of them.
Look at that. For those that are not watching video, I have an original Grandstand Astro Wars PC here.
I entered a competition when I was a paperboy when I was about 12, and I won, and a load of us went to, which isn't there now anymore, the ABC cinemas in Bradford, and we watched a movie, a 3D movie, a pirate space adventure thing, I can't remember what it was called, and then when we all came
out... Pigs in Space!
And when we all came out, we all got one of them each. So yeah, so cool, yeah. I remember that.
I mean, you got a free one, or you went and bought one?
No, we won it as part of this competition part of a local paper, Telegraph and Argus. If you were a paper boy, you could enter. And there was about 50 of us at this cinema, and we all got one of these afterwards. It was ace.
But I mean, the way I have that sitting here to my side of my desk, and this little 200 quid device here, it's literally, it's just nostalgia.
Yeah,
and it's just to have it there, and it is I remember that was first form for me. So, I was maybe 11 or 12 years old when those were out. So
yeah,
that's a long time ago. And again, for me, this here would be, you're absolutely right. It's a collector's thing. I don't think it would ever be as valuable as the other thing the original one that I have here. I mean, I have the original Woody up there, and I've got my original box and the packaging and controllers and the tourney controllers and Berserk and Breakout and Pitfall and
Missile Command and Missile Command, Space Invaders.
So interesting. It looks more than just. I think there's some people thought this Atari thing was just a money grab. Of course it kind of is. They're all in for the profit, but it looks like there's a bit more thought put into it than just grabbing money. Anyway, that's about it. But I did want to talk briefly about the VG Hub meetup at Arcade Club, which is on the 21st of April in Bury, and I believe Bury is just outside Manchester. Well, I really well hope so, because that's where I'm flying into. So veteran gamers are going to be there. They've been podcasting for 10 years, so they're going to do another meetup there. The Arcade Club is the largest gaming retro club in Europe. They moved a couple of years ago to a brand new two-story big warehouse. It has everything from VR to pool tables to pinball machines to PCs to Donkey Kong and every bit of historic gaming you can possibly have. And it's a great day. So there's the last time there was, I think it was nearly 50 people showed up. I'm hoping something like that again. We're an Overseas Connection. We are going to be providing a King of Kong, Donkey Kong trophy. I hope to be bringing it back home with me, because I won the Donkey Kong one the last time, but it was Donkey Kong Jr. So I would love to do that. So we're going to be sponsoring a bit of that. If you want to come along, 21st of April, the Arcade Club, it's 15 quid. We're not making any money of this out of this whatsoever. And that's, you go in and you don't have to pay for anything else unless you want drugs or food. So it's 15 quid Where you go, you can bring the family along. There are no drugs, and we don't recommend that at all. But it's for adults and kids. Like, I'm bringing my Charlie is coming.
I'm bringing my son as well, but he's not as young anymore. But
Charlie's a nipper, and he went to the last one as well. It was great. Nobody touched him inappropriately or anything, so it was safe. I'm flying in the morning. I am flying out in the evening, but there will be a crowd going out for a meal. The last time they went out for a meal, there was some very, very awkward karaoke men only thing. But anyway, the VG Hub meetup, 21st of April. Great fun. Come and meet us if you're in England or Scotland. Those guys came down from way up in Scotland. Rain and God Zippo came down that time as well, and we got to meet Kyle and lots of loads and loads of people. That last time, PG Tips, there was loads of folk there. So come along. It's a great day out. And that's coming up. Okay, what else we've got here? Simon Kempster. Oh, okay. So we had an ongoing question from Discord originally. Started, Mark.
Someone asked about external hard drives on the PS4.
Yeah, you take this away.
Simon Kempster's answered that for him. I can't remember who asked it, to be honest. But he said he just listened to the podcast. He uses an external USB 3 hard drive on his PS4, and it works great. You can specify where new games should go by installed by default. You can move games between internal and external, and seems just as quick. So it's just like on the Xbox One, really. So, yeah, if you need more hard drive space, just get yourself an external. It's far easier. So thanks for clarifying that, Simon.
Cheers, Simon. The question has been answered. Steffi Business, Stefan Radcliffe, is not impressed with Sea of Thieves from Facebook. He says he's been playing Sea of Thieves. Can someone explain the point of it to me? I hate the graphics and the lighting, and I don't really understand what I'm meant to be doing. The in-game tutorial is so basic, it may as well not have bothered.
It's some sort of misunderstanding, officer. The lady was trying to take advantage of me.
Oh.
Well,
do you have the telephone number for that lady?
No.
As I said, Stefan, it's not for everybody, but it's definitely not for you by yourself, unless you just want to chill and watch Netflix, because it needs to be in a crew. And again, not every game is for everyone, so I quite like the look of it. I quite like the way it plays. I don't mind the lighting. I never noticed anything there. So, yeah. So he had also went on to say that he got a subscription to the Xbox game service just to play it, but he's going to cancel it today. Well, that's sad, because the Xbox game service is really good, and you're getting over 100-plus games, including this. And soon you'll have Crackdown.
State of Decay 2 in May.
State of Decay 2.
Can't wait for that.
City Skylines.
Yes, that's coming in April, yeah.
Tons and tons and tons of games, and you'll get, of course, State of Decay. So that does show good value. Of course, if you only pay £7.99, I think it is, a month. Is that what it is, isn't it? £6.99, £7.99. Mm-hmm. You know what? $7.99 if you play Sea of Thieves for 1 month and you don't like it after 1 month.
Yep.
Well, $7.99 is pretty good value for it.
But if you game share like I do with Greg, go halves on the Game Pass, because Game Pass is also shareable. Me and Greg are getting Game Pass practically for half price, so can't complain. Can't go wrong, really.
So it is Game Pass. Okay, so it's shareable across the water.
Yeah, the only difference is, like the Play Anywhere titles, like Sea of Thieves on PC, Greg could play it, but I couldn't because he's bought the Game Pass on the US store. So, but it doesn't matter. So play it, yeah.
Sorry, say that again, please, Mark.
Right, we can both play all the Game Pass titles, yes. But because Greg has initially bought the Game Pass.
Mm-hmm.
The Play Anywhere titles, where it's on Xbox One or PC.
Mm-hmm. Greg, right.
I have to be logged in on my PC as Greg to play then.
Okay.
So that doesn't work for me, but it's not a big thing.
Okay, well, I mean, I suppose if you're partnering up with someone, the person that's mostly on PC could do that. Okay. That's cool.
It doesn't really affect us because we're mainly Xbox players anyway.
Steffi, don't worry about it. It's all right. You know, I'm sure there's some stuff you shit you like that I get. And vice versa. So that's just the way the world goes. It's a big melting pot. Finally, our Lord and Master Greg DeLacy put a poll up on Facebook this week.
Yeah, big mistake. And, he left it open to options.
Yeah, and it sort of got out of hand a little bit. Look, we are thinking about changing our live night. We are thinking about coming away from Saturdays. Nothing is decided yet, but we have realized. I mean, we used to do, was it Friday nights, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, way back, we did a, there's Martin. Hey, Martin. We did a, through the a school night thing, and that was just getting crazy. And then we did Friday night, and then Friday night was a bit, oh, well, people want to go out.
Yeah, and also Greg was at, was actually working while we did the podcast working on the Friday. So now it's on Saturday for us, but for Greg, it's still in the middle of the afternoon, and with spring and summer coming up, his wife's chewing it is the one to do stuff on a Saturday afternoon, which you can't blame.
No, she wasn't chewing at his nuts. She put one of those cable ties around her nuts. Be precise. So if you fucking do that fucking podcast again in the afternoon, Greg DeLacy, I am going to put extra fucking cable ties around your balls and pull them really hard. Don't you ever, ever do a podcast in the middle of a Saturday afternoon. No, there's a wee bit of that going on. Also, so we are, there's a few ideas going around. So I think it's worth noting that some of the options on the poll was, should it be live at 7 p.m. in the UK time zone? There were 7 votes for it. Frighteningly, Greg podcasts naked got 3 votes.
No, you got 5 because there's them 3 people there plus 3. So it's so there's 10
3.
Votes for the 7 p.m. 5 for the Greg podcast naked.
The next option on the poll was Robin lays an Easter egg. Free beer for everyone in the chat seemed to go down quite well. A daily podcast, some people took, took seriously.
Right off with that idea.
some people took that seriously. Every time Greg says beta wrong, or Robin says use, don't, Mark, don't. I'm reading it out. Yeah. Stop the recording and start again. Oh, God, we'll be here forever. Live as usual, 11 o'clock UK time. Free beer for all in the chat again.
Apparently.
1 hour straight of Greg trying to pronounce Japanese words. Now, Teflon, we have tried to get away from that and then record 5 episodes in a go and take a month off. I actually don't think any of those are going to be there, but thank you very much for your input. It was a very live subject, and I think that's where the poll came up. I think if it's going to be on a Sunday, it's probably going to be at a early enough time for us UK ones that are getting up for work the next day.
Yeah.
And hopefully it'll be at a good enough time for the Americans that it's not going to kill their day either. So
I think either way, if it's a Saturday or a Sunday, it's going to be 7 p.m. for us in the UK, because that means it'll be 11 a.m. for Greg. So once he's finished the podcast, he's got his full afternoon to do what he needs to do.
Yeah, we forgive us, please, because we're working in 5 or 6 different time zones here.
Yeah.
You know, the Greg and Nicole and Kim and Fraser up in Canada, Mark, and then my time zone, which is usually a few years
Mexican
behind everybody else.
Yeah.
So, we'll let you know. Nothing going to change that much, but it may just make it easier on us. So that we would, if we actually want to have a life and go out on a Saturday evening, we can. Anyway, so that's that. I'm not even going to go into here again, the words that I'm not allowed to say, but we all know I'm not allowed to say flowers or film. I am going to see a film next week.
Don't talk bollocks.
Thank you, Mark. Right, now it's time for you to take over.
Right, here we go.
The Overseas Connection presents the world famous, well, okay, not so famous, audio quiz.
So, after last week's different shaking it up a bit, I've decided on a slightly different format now. So, you're still going to get 2 audio clips. One is from the games you've played in the last 12 months. The other clip will be an intro or a menu theme song. to a game which you could have played over more than a year ago. Okay, you get that, yeah? Now, the first clip you hear will be the intro theme song, and the second clip is gameplay. All right?
I have no idea what you said.
Right,
the first one is what? The first one's what again? Sorry?
Intro. Like we did last week, it's an intro song. Or a theme
an
music.
Intro.
Yeah. And or the second clip is music. Just gameplay, what you can hear.
Gameplay.
So it's a bit harder.
Harder.
Yeah. You okay. get 1 point for each one you get right. If you get it wrong, the other person gets a chance to win and steal that point. We'll do question one of the intros each. So Kim will go, and then Robin, and then we'll do the gameplay one. So we'll not do two at once.
So if I try to steal her point, is it going to be like last week, that if I get it wrong, I'm going to...
No, there's no deductions. No, that was Greg's idea, and Greg is wrong.
Oh.
Right.
See, so, I think we should do strip quiz.
I don't think Kim likes that idea.
Hey, you have no problem, Kim. You're well clothed forever. I'd be worried about Nicole. Oh, dear. Okay, let's go. So Kim's right. way ahead in the lead with 11
yeah.
points.
So we'll go with Kim first, and this is your intro stroke theme song. And these are a little bit longer than 30 seconds, not much more, but see if you can get this one.
Okay.
And they are games you've played. Puzzled look on her face.
Is it Battlefield?
Which Battlefield?
Hardline?
The Rectamundo.
Yeah, well done.
Oh, I knew it didn't sound like
well
three done. Or four.
Yeah, she's
that was the only one I could
a
think
roll,
of.
Isn't he? Look at this. Stunningly. Wow. Oh, I didn't think you'd get that. You can't get gems of war, but you can get that. Wow.
Well
done, Kim. Right, Robin, are you ready for your theme tune?
God damn it. They fucking give me more M&M's here and they give me multicoloured ones. Damn it. I said I didn't want the fucking brown ones. Let me get an M&M here.
You just want the green ones for your Xbox loyalty. Right, here we go.
I've got...
This should be easy for you, really. So let's go. Do you want me to carry on or stop? You know this, don't you?
That's Forza in Australia, mate.
Which one? I want the full title, please.
Fuck me. Forza Horizon... Australia. Was Australia the last one? Or the second one? Forza... It was the last one, wasn't it?
You tell me.
Forza Horizon... Shit. Martin, damn it. Was it the second? What was the last? No, it was Forza Horizon 2.
I award you no points.
Robin!
No, was it? Was it,
Robin!
Was it not? Was
it's
it three?
Forza Horizon 3.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Oh, fuck a dog.
You got influenced by Martin. I think Martin
said I did, Martin, sorry, you threw me, baby. Sorry, baby. Martin, you threw me. Because I'm trying to go, when was the last time? When were they in Australia?
Yeah, Forza Horizon 3. Forza Horizon 2 was Colorado. No, it wasn't. It was... Forza Horizon 1 was Colorado. 2 was...
So what was 2?
Was it?
Australia!
3 was Australia, anyway.
Are you sure?
Yeah, because you spent all Extra Life year before trying to get 1,000 Gs on it.
Oh,
yeah, but 1,000 G too as well. Okay, fair enough. Okay, fuck off. Carry on.
Forza Horizon 3... is definitely Australia. I've just looked it up. And I've got the clip from the Forza...
All right, I'm wrong. I
can't believe you got that wrong.
Sorry.
You're going to say three as well, and Martin put you off, didn't he?
I know. You just dotted me. Europe. It was in Europe.
Ah, yeah, see, Forza Horizon 2 was, it's like, it's, there was, Coastline and stuff.
That's right. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, it was weird.
Right, Kim, are you ready for your gameplay?
Mm-hmm.
Here we go. Just a 30-second section of a bit of gameplay of a game you've played recently.
Sounded like animal porn, but all right.
You play a lot of animal porn, do you?
Well, not lately, no.
Animal porn? What were you doing with those horses?
No.
Any ideas?
Is it Tomb Raider?
I award you no points. And
good guess, you thought right, she might be fighting a bear. But yeah, no, sorry.
Yeah.
Any ideas, Robin?
Remember that wee 2D platformer?
Oh my god!
Ah, she's got it. Don't
for fuck's sake! Yeah. Damn it!
Yeah. With the wee guy that creates the water and the vines and the trees.
Oh, bless it.
I can't remember the name of it.
No, it's not that anyway.
Oh, right, okay.
It was Never Alone.
Never Alone, yeah.
With the polar bear. With the polar bear's chasing the little girl.
Miyaki.
Yeah, that's the
Flip
one.
Love me.
Yeah.
I didn't know that one. She sounded older. That's why it threw me off. I expected the little kid voice, and it sounded more, whatever.
Animal porn is what we call.
Right, Robin, are you ready for your gameplay?
Yeah, let's go.
All right, here we go. That's got you baffled, hasn't it?
I have no idea. We're doing terribly badly tonight. I have absolutely no idea. Oh, no, you wouldn't know about the Wii U.
Wouldn't I?
about the little Pikmin people? But how would you know about Pikmin?
I award you no points. And may God have mercy on your soul.
No, it's not that.
Yeah, exactly. What was it?
Any idea, Kim?
None.
It was Super Mario Odyssey. It was where, it was the bit where the floating hat gives Mario his cappy for the first time, and then it cuts to Bowser with the princess.
Okay, yeah.
And that's the end bit with the growl was Bowser. I thought that might have given it away.
I didn't think you'd get that. That's a whiskey. I have no idea.
So well done to Kim getting 1 point at least. And Robin's epic fail on Forza Horizon.
No more?
No, that's it. You get two each.
Oh, damn it. And look, Kim, you're storming ahead.
Yeah, 12 points
You're now plus 5. Greg might actually be able to work this score out. You're actually plus 5 ahead of everybody right now.
Yeah, Robin's in second with 7. Phil and Greg with 4. Fraser with 2. And Nicole, who loves this quiz, is on 1 point.
Oh, congratulations there, Kim, gamer girl. And Kim, would you please talk about what's coming out this following week?
Let me get a second here to load it up on my phone because my browser just froze up. So give me a second here. The gremlins are coming out of the woodwork to screw up my internet, apparently. Slight pause.
Don't want me to help you out? Fill some time.
There. I've got our new releases for March 24th and March 30th are, oh dear lord, Atelier Lighty and Swell, the Alchemist of the Mysterious Painting. What the
I thank God that mic was was muted, or else that would have been another field boat of extreme proportions.
Yeah, you were muted.
I leant back in my chair. And the chair went back past 45 degrees, and I whacked the desk with my knees. Oh, dear, there's a funny video clip on that. Sorry, Kim.
That's all right. That was out March 24th, or 27th. Far Cry 5, which I know a lot of people are looking out for, is out for the PS4, the Xbox One, and PC on the 27th. We have MLB The Show 18th for the PS4 on the 27th, and Agony for the PS4, Xbox One, and PC also on the 30th.
What's Agony? I've not heard of Agony.
God, I don't know exactly what it is, but I heard it's very mature.
Right. Yeah, it's a horror. It's a very horror-looking thing.
Yeah, big one there for me is Far Cry 5. It is looking superb.
Yeah, I'm even
kind of
looking
so good. Like, realistically, me and Greg should wait for this because with all we've learnt from your Yolg and waiting for it to go on sale, but it's so tempting. It's so tempting to get this. I love Far Cry games.
Yeah, I just wait a bit. Honestly, just give it a month because I'm sure you've got.
It's not like I've got nothing, but I've got fucking shit tons to play, so it'll only go in a queue anyway, so yeah.
And I think it's getting great traction with the press because it is so
sort of controversial.
Topical at the moment, controversial at the moment, good for good or for bad, state of America and okay, well, yeah, Far Cry 5, definitely that's something I will play somewhere down the line. Mm-hmm. MLB The Show, I've no interest in. Agony, not really. And Atelier Liddy and Suil.
See, right?
I've never even heard of that. It's got to be some Japanese shit.
That's some sort of Japanese game, I'm afraid. So
yeah, it's looking like a... Now, Corazon's asking about A Way Out on PS4. A Way Out's available... Is it just...
It's out now because we announced it last week on the new releases, so I think it came out Friday.
But it is multi-platform, isn't it? Or is it just on PS4?
I don't know.
I think it's multi-platform. Do you know what? I was watching a video of it earlier on today. Corazon, it's on Xbox as well. It's getting, at the moment, an 80 on Metacritic. Not that that means a lot. I'll just have a quick look here at PS4. It's getting an 81 on PS4. 40 critics on PS4 and 12 critics at the moment on the Xbox version. And I thought it was all about the prison break, but it looks like if you watch some of the trailer for it, it's an awful lot of it is way past and out of the prison. And there's bits of it where he seems to get home and visit his child or whatever in hospital, or his newborn child, and them... I don't know, tracking down whoever maybe allegedly put them in prison for no reason whatsoever. Because I don't know. But it's not what I thought it was. But is it only couch co-op, or you can play it multiplayer online as well? Or is it just couch co-op? I'm not sure about that. I think it's just couch co-op. I could be completely and utterly wrong. Forgive me if I am. But yes, I'm very much interested because I loved Brothers, and these guys have cred because of Brothers, Corazon. So definitely, it's a game I'd love to pick up. But maybe I'm getting old, and maybe it's a case of I'm in no hurry, and I'll get to it when I get to it. God, I'm starting to sound like Duke. Anyway. Those are the new releases that are coming out. Play dates tomorrow evening. This week we will be setting sail on the good ship HMS Failboat. So around 8 o'clock UK time, please come along and join us, and we'll set up either a big galleon or a couple of smaller sloops. So if you're around, please join us around 8 o'clock UK time for some Sea of Thieves. And this week on Victory Achieved, we've had people that have been doing those wonderful things called finishing their games. It's cool. Such a variety of games.
What's that? I can't remember last time I finished a game now. It's been that long.
I know.
It's been a little while for me, too.
So,
Well, victory achieved for new listeners or old listeners or people that have fallen back. Come back into the fold and finish your games. What you do is when you get to the end of your game and you see the writing come up of Joanne, who done the graphics, and David, who got the tea. If you see all those things, you take a photograph, a little selfie of yourself with those graphics in the background. And what you do is you tweet that off to @OC_podcast with a hashtag of victory achieved, and you will be guaranteed to win.
You'll be guaranteed an entry to win.
Oh, okay.
Get it right, Robert. All right.
You'll be guaranteed to win a mention on Twitter.
Oh, yes, that's right. Yeah.
With a chance to win $20, 15 quid for PSN, XBL, Steam, or whatever you want at Nintendo. We don't care. It will get you sorted out with that value wherever you are in the world to spend it to your heart's desire. And this week, the people who finished games, Gunslinger X1983, he finished Cubot, The Complexity of Simplicity. Caliburn M finished Oxenfree, quite enjoyed it, thought it was one without faults. He's right, but it's a great wee game. John Mouse, getting worried about John Mouse. He finished Tiny Troopers, getting worried about you, boyo. Kyle Adamski, he finished Super Hot.
Super.
Good lad. Wumble Mark III finished Forza Horizon 3. That's the game I got right in the quiz. Hammer Time himself, Natras 79, our vegan friend from far away, finished Star Wars Battlefront 2, and also Assassin's Creed Organs.
Ooh, is nice one.
Yeah,
Assassin's Creed Oranges is a huge game, so well done, Richard.
He forgot to take a photograph of himself, and I think the photograph was of Jackie Chan that was sent in to finish that game, and it made me giggle. Denik TQ finished Injustice 2. Actor Clive, good lad, you finished Grand Theft Auto 5.
Super,
and good. I hope you enjoyed it, because it is awesome, the story is great. And Batch Gaming TV, he did it, he got it. It was remastered, and he played it to death and finished it. Burnout Paradise. Good lad. And those are the people that have finished their games this week. Congratulations to you all.
You all have a victory's achieved. Victory's achieved. You have one. Victory's achieved.
God damn it. Okay, you know what's going to happen tonight? I'm going to go to bed at midnight, and I'm losing an hour's sleep. And
yep.
Yeah, crap.
Public service announcement, people. Yeah, the UK, well, Europe, I reckon as a whole, we lose an hour tonight. So at 1 a.m. it becomes 2 a.m.
That's not good. Why can't we just keep on going?
It means back. When I finish work at 7 o'clock now, I don't have to put my headlights on. That's good for me.
Okay, are you saving battery or what? What are you like? What is this, like battery on your bicycle? Yeah.
I don't know, really. I don't know why I said that.
You're right, Mark. Just today I got out and I got to do stuff around the house and outside, and it'll be great. Because in the wintertime in the UK, generally we don't see our neighbours, we don't see outside, we hibernate for the year, and it'll be nice to get the nice light nights in again.
Having said that, if the weather forecast is correct, I don't think we'll be driving anywhere next week, because it's going to be snowpocalypse again. So,
snowpocalypse.
Fuck you, weather.
Well, you know, thankfully I use this in the Americanism to remember what it is. So it's leap forward and fall back. Which
spring forward and fall back, yeah.
Yeah, forward and fall back, which is autumn. It should really be autumn back, but, yeah. Well, it doesn't make sense. But
if you're in the proper sort of like time areas where we created the GMT times, it's always the last Sunday of March and the last Sunday of October. But those in certain areas of the United States of America like to do it a bit earlier for some reason.
Hey, I'm not knocking it. I love the 10 o'clock start for the podcast.
Yeah.
I think it's lovely.
Well, that's what sparked off the debate for changing the podcast time as well, I think.
I love it, because we're not, you know, I don't mind it. The 11 o'clock start was fine, and it's okay. But when it comes to us trying to wind the podcast up, Kim, you know this. Mm-hmm. After the podcast goes, we can still be going for another half hour after it.
Yep.
Talking about some big, deep debate about what tank top Greg Dillis is going to work the next week or something out there. You know, we get in deep and heavy. So, yeah. Anyway, yeah. So you're losing an hour of sleep tonight. Sorry about that, guys in the UK. All right. So there's loads of people in the chat.
Mm-hmm.
Kevin, get to it. If you want to be part of that chat and be part of our weekly broadcast, please keep an eye out for our times. We'll announce it all on Twitter and Facebook and all of the periodicals that are available in your part of the galaxy. We broadcast on twitch.tv/OC Podcast and on mixer.com/OC Podcast and on YouTube on Overseas Connection Podcast at 11 o'clock in the UK, 3 p.m. in the West Coast and 6 p.m. in the East Coast and whatever time it is wherever you are. Please, we would love you to leave us a review. Please go to iTunes. I go there every week. And Daddy Icken was the last person to do that back earlier this month. So please, if you're in the chat and you have an episode review, please go and do it. That's nice. Okay. Right. We've got clubs everywhere. Don't worry about that. And if you want to contact the show, we would love to get emails. We love tweets. We love Facebooks. And somebody is going to tell you all about it now.
You like us. We like you. See where I'm going with this? Follow us on Twitter at @OC_podcast. Check us out on Facebook, fb.ocpod.com, or email us podcast@ocpod.com. We'd love to hear from you.
Mark, every week it has to be something different.
Right, okay,
every
that's week, my new yeah, challenge.
That's yeah. it. That's the
well,
way it is.
As far as I'm concerned, there's nothing in the least bit trashy about having a gold tooth.
Okay, that's from what do you call it, isn't it? Parrot thing.
I don't know. I just found
black pearl and all that crap.
You don't want to know where I found that. It was a video tutorial on how to speak pirate. It was this guy, as serious as fuck, explaining how to do the pirate speaking. Well, some good catchphrases, isn't it?
I love it. Do you know that film, about the gym?
Film?
Don't talk, Alex.
That movie about the gym. Damn it. And it's about Average Joe's gym and Dodgeball. It's called Dodgeball.
Right. Pirate Steve.
And Pirate Steve is just friggin' awesome. I love it. He's just in his own world and he decides to live as a pirate. I think that's wonderful. And I love International Talk as a Pirate Day. I think we should have that more days.
Well, that video got them sound clips from. It actually has different scenarios where when you're on holiday or when you're going to the shops. That's why there's that doctor one and there's one where there's a fish tank one. And
well, now, that's a mighty fine looking fish tank you've got there.
It's a shit like that.
Seriously, this is better than Klingon.
Yeah.
Seriously, so this is a real thing on the internet. This is real then.
Yeah. There's one about bus stops and train stations where you're asking people what time the next train is and shit, but in pirate speak. So this guy is seriously disturbed.
We should do a whole episode speaking in pirate speak.
Oh, God, no.
To be sure.
No, I don't think so.
Arr, we anyway,
I would slip out of it too bad.
And then we have victory achieved there for you, my hearties. Okay, then. Well, let's get some shout outs and let's get off to bed because we're losing some sleep tonight. And I need to get this dress off because it's too tight. Kim, shout out to some people.
Yes. All right. I want to shout out our shatters before I forget. And we've had a few in there tonight. We have Corzon, Big Rob, Cybul 66, Robin, woo! Or Bobbins. Ha, sorry about that. Jesus,
yeah, Murphy. Sorry.
Martin, and of course, welcome back, Sarah. So,
Sarah's back.
Thanks for coming along. Yeah, Sarah's
Sarah,
back.
Sarah,
we've missed you. Sarah. We've missed you.
Sarah.
So, yeah, that's our shatters for tonight. So, I want to shout out you guys. So, you know, thanks for letting me get on here, even though I was running terribly late, but I almost frozen to death. So, you know, the life of a farmer, I guess. So yeah.
The theme to Black Beauty is skipping through my head.
Right. So a shout out to spring. If you could hurry and warm the fuck up, that would be great. So
yeah.
I'm really tired of standing out there, and they say it's like 40 degrees, and I'm out there going, "No, it's not." But anyway, that's it for me. How about you, there, Mark?
I want to shout out you guys for a pirate themed podcast tonight. It was superb. I want to shout out to Phil and Lisa. For Phil for getting his new tech, but for Lisa also for coming home from hospital, because I know exactly how that feels when the missus is in hospital. It's not good, but yeah, glad everything's getting sorted. I just want to shout out all the listeners. How about you, Robin? Do you want to take us out?
Yeah, I'd like to teach the world to sing in perfect harmony. I'd like to shout out Sarah, because I've got a reminder every week that I have to shout out Sarah. You would love it. It's out there, nice colors. I want to shout out Gary Lever. Gary, sorry we're podcasting at the same time as you. Tough. Big hugs from all of us still. Hang tough. I believe you're doing some exercise. I want to shout out Lisa Olson. I am very glad, as Mark put earlier on today, that she came home with her legs. So at one point I thought she was coming home with her legs in a plastic bag, but thankfully that's not the truth. So Lisa, and Phil, Phil, you got to look after Lisa. You look after breakfast in bed tomorrow morning. You know how it goes. Of course, Greg, safe travels. And I'm sure you will be back on the show next week in your proper place at the head of the mad rabble. So everybody, thank you very, very much for listening. Don't forget about booking your EGX tickets, and very important, don't forget about booking your time to go to the meetup in Bury at the Arcade Club on the 21st of April. Thank you very, very much for listening, everybody. Thank you to Mark for running the show. Thank you for Kim for horsing around tonight and getting here. And we will speak to you all next week. Have a safe and wonderful gaming week, everybody. All the best. Thank you very much. Goodbye.
Thank you for listening to the Overseas Connection podcast. Same time next week.